Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Cédric Lebert. I'm an investment specialist and fund selector at UBP. And today we are discussing the strong performance in May 2021 for the UAccess Long Short Japan Corporate Governance Strategy. It was successfully launched on the 14th of July 2020 with 30 long positions and 60 shorts. The gross exposure was maintained within plus minus 10% of the 200% target. In line with our investment philosophy, net exposure was maintained within plus minus 2%, and net exposure for each sector has been consistently maintained within plus minus 1% using inflows to minimize trading costs. As at the 27th of May 2021, assets under management stood at US$95 million. Talking about performance, after rising 30% for the beginning of November, the Japanese stock market peaked in March and fell minus 7% through the middle of May as COVID cases rose in Tokyo and Osaka, resulting in a partial lockdown being announced and then extended in those prefectures. The Long Short Japan Corporate Governance Strategy had a small minus 62 basis point decline in the first week of May, but rose over 1% in each of the following 3 weeks and ended the month up plus 3.07%. This brings the year-to-date return to plus 5.39%. The alpha in May came from both the long and shorts, with slightly more coming from the short side. In total, the strategy generated positive returns during 28 of the 46 weeks since inception. There were only 6 weeks with negative returns larger than 50 basis points, compared with 19 weeks with returns greater than 50 basis points. The maximum drawdown was 2.51%, and the cumulative return since inception is 13.12% with a volatility of 5.4%. Since inception, four sectors made large positive contributions to performance: consumer, tech and media, staples and chemicals. Six sectors, machinery, automotive, utilities, financials and transport and materials, made moderate positive contributions, while the electronics and real estate sectors made neutral contributions. Only one sector, healthcare, made a significant negative contribution. In the healthcare sector, the longs have lagged the market, whereas the shorts have outperformed. While maintaining strict risk controls of the individual position sizes, we remain confident in the governance characteristics, fundamentals, and valuation mispricing of our positions in this sector. The healthcare sector's performance has been recovering over the past month. Talking about portfolio activity, the portfolio performed well over the month in a very balanced manner across sectors. We only did two trades in May. Both trades were to take profit and replace long positions in the staple sector. The stocks risen by 48% and 47%. These names were replaced by two other companies in the same sector with appropriate governance and risk-reward characteristics. This trade reduced the net long position in the staple sector to within plus minus 1%. We did not need to make any other rebalancing adjustments to maintain sector neutrality. In conclusion, well, Japan extended the state of emergency to Okinawa. As of May 21st, the state of emergency covered 10 prefectures, equivalent to almost 50% of Japan's GDP, the toughest to date. The government has also started to look at extending the state of emergency beyond the original deadline of May 31st. Despite declining in the past month after a peak mid-March, Japanese equities have been on a gradual recovery path since April last year. The TOPIX remains up in 2021. The upside reflects expectations of better earnings and improving fundamentals. Although earnings revisions are more muted relative to other markets, corporate governance improvements will keep on providing investors with solid grounds for stock selection. Well, we hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have any question, feel free to contact us or visit ubp.com.